The sign outside Greenland's town offices reads, "Our condolences to the Maloney family." Early this morning, the flags were already flying at half-staff to honor 48-year-old Police Chief Michael Maloney. The 12-year veteran of the police force was killed just a week before he was set to retire. Four other officers were wounded in the shooting. The gunman, 29-year-old Cullen Mutrie, an unidentified female, also died under circumstances still under investigation. Speaking at town hall, Attorney General Michael Delaney's main focus was on comforting a shaken town.
There will be extensive efforts to ensure that the community, that the police departments, and that all of the citizens that have been affected by this have the peer-to-peer support, the counseling, and any assistance that they need in coping with this tragedy.
Delaney wouldn't comment on why Chief Maloney accompanied the drug task force or discussed the tactics it used. And while those questions swirl, local officials say it's hard to believe their admired police chief is gone.
It's a crisis for the town. It's devastating.
That's Town Administrator Karen Anderson.
Our thoughts are with the family, our staff, and our employees.
Nearby, a sail-making business had a string of flags at half-staff. Owner Jeff Anderson said that he never would have imagined so much violence would visit his town.
We have been here for 30 years, and couldn't believe that it could happen in this place, of all places. But it just shows you that there are bad apples everywhere.
Anderson added that he'd seen Maloney, a police department he managed as models of small-town policing.
He was such a good guy. We enjoyed working with him. You know, if somebody left the keys in the car, they would come over and help us and that kind of stuff. And so it really is mind-boggling.
The sailmaker said he expected the town to recover from the tragedy eventually. How fast may depend in part on what is learned about how things ended up going so wrong. Governor John Lynch and state safety officials visited Greenland today to meet with town leaders at the local elementary school, which was closed for the day. Lynch drove away without speaking to the reporters who'd gathered outside. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Greenland.
Graduations are occasions to celebrate. Last night's was no different. Friends and family of New Hampshire's newest law enforcement agents filled the room to see the 157th Police Academy class receive their certificates. But the mood in Concord was bittersweet as Governor John Lynch addressed the crowd.
We're here tonight with sadness in our hearts, saddened by the death of Greenland Police Chief Michael Maloney and the shooting of four other officers.
Maloney was just a week away from retirement when he was killed by a gunshot to the head during a drug raid Thursday night. The suspected gunman and another person were also killed. Attorney General Michael Delaney addressed the graduating class of 37 officers. He told them to be proud of their chosen career.
As we remember the memory of Police Chief Michael Maloney, you should know that you are joining much more than a noble profession. You are joining a brotherhood and a sisterhood that will always be there for you, no matter what the issue at hand.
After the ceremony, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives posed for pictures with the cadets. Deborah LaRusso was here to see her son Sabato become the newest member of the Newton Police Department. She said the shooting is very much on her mind.
When I heard about what happened to the other police officers yesterday, I did sit down and have that moment of, wow, you know, but I know this is what he wants, but that feeling, that how the families must feel, and you know, because he can be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, I just don't know.
After 14 weeks in the academy, Jason Reinhold, a tall man wearing the starched uniform of the Nashua Police Department, is ready to join the force. He sees the events in Greenland as a sobering final lesson for his graduating class, one not likely to be forgotten.
It definitely brings home the point that the job is dangerous. It's something you have to take serious all the time. You can't take anything for granted. Anything can happen at any moment, and it can happen really fast.
The investigation into the Greenland shootings is ongoing. Two of the officers shot in the incident remain at Portsmouth Hospital. Autopsy results of the suspected shooter and the unidentified woman that was found dead with him are expected to be released later today. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.
The shootings in Greenland, of course, remain under investigation. Law enforcement say the shooter that killed Chief Michael Maloney and wounded four others was 29-year-old Cullen Mutrie, who was then found dead at the scene along with an unidentified woman. Joining us now with the latest is Maria Kramer. She covers crime for the Boston Globe, and she's joining us by phone from Hampton, where she's been looking into Cullen Mutrie's past. Maria, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
We don't know a whole lot about Cullen Mutrie yet. We do know he was training at one point to be a firefighter, and he briefly was one. We also know he had a criminal record. What are you learning about that record?
Yes, he had a long criminal record that included assault on an ex-girlfriend, steroids. He was found to be in possession of steroids in the year 2000 at his home. And this was actually a discovery that police made when they said they went there to respond to a complaint. This was a domestic disturbance. And his girlfriend at the time had said that he pulled her hair, grabbed her arm. She'd locked herself in the car, called the police. And when they arrived, they looked inside his home and found many vials containing what they said were anabolic steroids. He was scheduled to go to court. He was both these cases, the assault and the steroid possession, both of those cases were scheduled to go to court later this year.
Now, how are you going about learning more about his past?
Well, it's like you said, it's been hard to find that information about him. We do know that he was local. He was hoping to become a firefighter, and reports that have been out there have said that he was concerned enough about his record that he tried to fight some of the charges that were against him in order to have a cleaner record so that he could become a firefighter. His mother owns a small business in Hampton. She runs a copy store there, and his father, I believe, he died recently. I don't know the exact causes, and little by little, we're trying to find out, knocking on doors and calling as many people as we can. Really, the most we've been able to glean, though, is from criminal records.
Yesterday's shooting came after police began executing a search warrant at Mutrie's house, and presumably related to drugs. Do we know any more, though, about that?
We don't know any more about that because we are not hearing a lot the state attorney general's office. Unfortunately, the one press conference that was held after the early morning press conference in front of the hospital where two of the officers were recovering, neither the chief medical examiner there nor the attorney general nor the governor would take any questions. So questions that have come up naturally, like how long was this group that was part of the task force training together? Did they train? Had they conducted raids like this before? Were they wearing bulletproof vests? These are questions that a lot of reporters would like to ask, but unfortunately we haven't been able to get any answers to them because there's just no availability.
Questions that no doubt will be asked going forward. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Maria Kramer, who reports on police and crime for the Boston Globe.
By all appearances, Attorney General Michael Delaney has a firm grasp on the sequence of events on April 12th.
We have learned the approach to the house at Post Road began with two uniformed Greenland police officers.
Delaney says when no one responded to the officers, the Attorney General Drug Task Force members took over. At the same time, he says Greenland Chief Michael Maloney pulled up in his police cruiser, positioning himself in front of the home. Then, the task force investigators burst into the house of Cullen Mutrie.
After gaining entry through the front door, that team of six was immediately met with gunfire discharged by Mr. Mutrie.
Maloney and other uninjured officers brought the wounded men to safety. At that point, Delaney says Maloney took cover behind his car.
And after a period of inactivity, additional gunshots were fired from inside the home, and one of those gunshots struck Chief Maloney in the head, resulting in his death.
Later that night, police found Mutrie and Brittany Tibbetts dead inside the home. Delaney says state police are wrapping up their investigation of the incident. Once that's complete, the AG says a five-person review committee, to be headed by former Nashua Chief Don Conley, will begin its investigation into just what happened that night. The attorney general says he doesn't want Maloney to have died needlessly.
We must examine the incident that led to his death, both to reaffirm what law enforcement did well under the circumstances and to take away whatever lessons can be learned from it.
Most of the officers involved in the incident are members of the attorney general's drug task force. Given that, Delaney says he appointed people to the review committee who are not beholden to his office in any direct way. committee members were not made available for comment. There is no timetable for their report. Delaney says it's too soon to know if there's any reason to be concerned about the events on April 12th, but he stressed this review is not an effort to place blame. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.